I will make a solemn vow to never, never, never ask you to do one that's nearly this difficult. I would never have tried to do this one by hand. The derivatives, and especially the second derivative, would be just entirely, entirely too complicated and not worth the effort. But I would mention that if you finally do allow t to be equal to pi over 2, cosine of pi over 2 is 0, so that's going to make much of this become simpler. But I believe I have this worked out correctly, and our answer is just negative j. And I promise no exam questions will be anything like this. I hope no homework questions are either. Think about how much easier this would have been if I would use the circular helix instead of an elliptical.